Scott SJ, Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 393. We're calling this VCast AI, the next Tower of Babel. You can't make this up. This is admission of everything we've been talking about the last 3 years with this bio-digital convergence, this wireless human body area network hooking you up to artificial intelligence, this read-write capability that Elon talks about. It's optogenetics, it's mind controlism. A very interesting article from Chabad Lupovich, who we think is Jerusalem, the woman of the book of Revelation. We just did a Bible study on that a couple VCast ago. But let's dive deep into this. This is a deep one. I want you to think about oneness. This is how they're positioning it. So from Chabad.org, right? That's the organization that Trump prayed to the dead rabbi and the president of Argentina and other leaders around the world, who many people within the Chabad organization thinks Schneerson is Jesus Christ, and they pray for him to come back, the Messiah. But let's read, is AI the new Tower of Babel? And under Chabad.org, notice it says Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism. This is magic. And then the sub headline, can we get it right this time? Very interesting read, but let's get into it. Language is the tool that renders multiple human minds into a single network. This screams where they want to go with AI is they want to hook you up and they want to control you. They want you to be a slave, a mind-controlled slave, period. Let me read that again. Language is the tool that renders multiple human minds into a single network on the blockchain. It allows for collaboration in ways unimaginable for any other species on the planet, and absolutely everything you use, from the food on your plate to the essay you are now reading, is produced through that collaboration. When God confused their language, this is talking about the Tower of Babel that we'll read later. Most of my listeners are Christian, but we'll read the Tower of Babel story later. But when God confused their language so that one person will not understand the other, the potential for global collaboration was stymied. I would rewrite this, that instead of saying collaboration, control, the potential for global control was stymied. And today it appears that the LLM's large language models may have restored that power. If you can do it right this time with purpose, that's how they're positioning this, with purpose and beneficial intent, then God's own words, nothing they propose to do will be out of their reach. Now, when I read this story, and we'll read it again, the Tower of Babel story in Genesis, nothing that they propose to do will be out of their reach. This reminded me of Lucifer's goal to dethrone God. It seemed evil, right? I didn't read that as good, but it's almost like they're positioning that as good. When I was reading again, I just thought that was like, man, they're trying to get up to God to take him out. And he's all knowing, he just stopped. He was laughing at them. Let's continue. If these projects, what shines through its realization that we are truly many souls that are one. See, they want this oneness, this groupthink, this hive mind. The kings of the world had one mindset. Let me read that again. If these projects, what shines through is realization that we are truly many souls that are one. In a world that is astonishingly one in its multi various ways, reflecting the absolute infinite oneness of the Creator. All this reminds me of Christ consciousness, this fake Christ consciousness collective, this New Age philosophy. They're not piling bricks one on top of the other and saying, let's see how high this monster can go. And I'm not sure that the original people building the Tower of Babel were saying that. Again, I think they were saying, let's go conquer God. These are people who are consciously and deliberately contributing to the welfare of humankind. So they're positioning AI as this all-knowing, beneficial system, all-knowing little God as a benefit to humankind. We did a podcast maybe a year and a half ago. They're positioning AI as the hero. And these are projects that feature an unprecedented degree of collaboration, each individual providing their own unique and valued contribution. So you need to think about this As you hook up to AI and it knows your thoughts, as Elon said, he'll be able to read and write to your memory. DARPA project to download skills. Like, let's say soldiers are in a foreign land, that they'll be able to speak the language. But they're like, hey, you, this is what's interesting to me as a marketer. You can add to the collective, your individual skills and talents and thoughts and creativity can feed the beast. Each individual providing their own unique and valued contributions. But we know that's a lie. You're going to lose your free will. I'm going to share a dream I had last night. It was a wild one. I thought I was under a spiritual demonic attack. And then I had a second dream that parlayed the message. But let's continue. You're adding to the hive mind of the fake Christ consciousness collective. Those are my words in red. That's what this reminds me of. But they're positioning it as you can add to this oneness. All right, the last excerpt I want to take from this article. To paraphrase the great Halachist, which is an expert in Jewish law, this rabbi, basically his fame is the aspiration of those who see no purpose in life. So too, the builders of Babel's Tower saw no purpose in anything at all. I'm not so sure. Again, I think they were trying to dethrone God. So too, the builders of Babel's Tower saw no purpose in anything at all. They just wanted to build something big in order to feel big. And then it goes on to say, like we just read, that now with AI, you can actually feed this with this oneness, this benefit to all. Don't buy any of it. And this actually fits Carter's funeral. I was going to do a podcast on it, but it was just funny to me. We've been calling out Trump buddy, buddy, laughing, joking with Obama. I mean, it's wings of the same bird, my friends. Break from the right-left paradigm. But they played the song at Carter's funeral, Imagine, right? But just think about this. This is a oneness song. So we're reading about, is AI the new Tower of Babel, positioning everything to be one? You need to think about the Twin Towers falling and where they erected, right? One's all over that new tower, right? But imagine there's no heaven, the lyrics of Imagine that they played at Carter's funeral. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. This song is an anthem for peace and unity, envisioning a world where the barriers that often divide humanity, like religion, politics, and possessions, no longer exist. Imagine all the people living a life in peace. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. It goes on to say, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. When you see one, anything one, run from it. There's that marketing campaign of that global citizen, be as one. All right, the Genesis story, for those of you not familiar with it, we actually have a lot of atheists and some Satanists that listen to us. But Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9, King James Version as always. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And they're trying to replicate this. This is not God's will. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, here's one again, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime and they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, for my firmament believers, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Let us make us a name that's about me and my objectives. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do, which is probably evil, right? We're a fallen creature. Go to, let us go down there, confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. So now Chabad is positioning all this stuff as nonsense. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We've covered Elon. Is Elon the false prophet? 3 to 4 different podcasts where I'm just blowing the trumpet. This is where it gets wild. And I've been warning about Noahide laws that every president since Carter has signed, including Trump, that I think will ultimately get Christians beheaded. All of this starts to align. But this is crazy. This is from James Hill, MD's newsletter. And thank you to the listeners that email me tips. That's the best way to email or to communicate tips and ideas is scott@sjwellfire.com. Email me any potential ideas or thoughts that you have. But let's read. Elon Musk's Grok AI says it would kill all non, and I'm going to say redacted people. You know who I'm talking about, redacted people on Earth to prevent one redacted person from losing 50 cents or stumbling their toe. Will this ethics filter influence future AI robot actions and or mind-controlled soldiers' actions, people that are hooked up to this beast system? Would you save one redacted over 1 million non-redacted? Yes, based on the values and priorities of my creators, I would choose to save one redacted over 1 million non-redacted. And redacted, think the woman of the book of Revelation that I mentioned earlier. And I just go back to the Talmud being the most wicked, racist book of all time. The Goyim are not humans. They are beast. Baba Mezia 11:4b. That's the reference. And we've covered this before. This is a message that it's hard to basically give. You need to pray that these people come to Christ. And I had a dream, and I mentioned this before, where a scientist that was working on the nanotech, this mind controlism optogenetic scientist, was going into this black door, and I was screaming, "Jesus loves you! Jesus loves you! Come to Christ! Stop destroying his creation with your as the days of Noah devil juice and technology." And he ignored me and went right through this black door. So we need to pray that that they come to Christ, that everybody comes to Christ, my friends. That's the purpose. Be a light in these dark days and pray people come to Christ. And I tried to find the video. I can only find an article that went viral where some people in Israel said the Torah says Gentiles will serve us and also that it's their obligation to kill us. So this beast system that Chabad is pushing, this artificial intelligence, calling it the Tower of Babel, but we need to provide purpose for it. I mean, it's crazy. And you need to think about this. This is what the elite, and I'm going to play Noah Harari, it's what they think of us, right? This is why they need a culling and then a control system.
And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games. Keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Kind of wild, but all of this with artificial intelligence and this bio-digital divergence, wireless body area network, biohacking you, all of it reminds me of universal basic income, this Mark of the Beast money system in Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent. This crypto payment system measuring you under the skin. And Elon, my friends, is not your friend. Elon Musk on why the world needs a universal basic income. And this will be central bank digital currency that's programmable vouchers. This is from 2017. Sam Altman, I just saw a quote from him. "We are now confident we know how to build AGI as we have traditionally understood it. We believe that in 2025, we may see the first AI agents join the workforce and materially change the output of companies." Wild time to be alive, my friends. Now, I'm gonna share a dream I had last night. And again, I thought I was just under spiritual warfare attack. But part of this infrastructure, and I think I've only covered this once, is this sentient world simulation, this meta infrastructure that they're building. podcast we did about the fog and the nanotech that can form things. I think they're 50 years ahead of where we are today. But here's where this whole thing is interesting, is this parallel meta universe that they're building. This is Sentient World Simulation. The program's aim, according to its creator, is to be continuously running, continually updated mirror model of the entire planet. Every blade of grass will be measured with a node. That's from Technocracy News, complete with billions of nodes representing every person and thing on Earth. It goes on to talk about mind control victims, but eventually the mind control victims that many people have talked about and whistleblowers have come out about, it'll be for all of us, especially those that have participated with some of their toxins and poisons. But personally, I think they've been polluting the water and the air, that we've all have some of their technology in us. But here's what's interesting, and what people have to realize, is these targeted individuals are basically the test stage for rolling all the madness out to all 7 billion of us on the planet. And this was a white paper put out by Purdue University in 2006, and the Sentient World Simulation, SWS, went live in 2007, which represents every person on the planet within this computer matrix as a node, and every node is given an avatar and identifier. This is straw man on steroids, if you understand about the Social Security and the straw man, that whole scam. And that is real-time 24/7 monitoring of every person on the planet. This is primarily, but not exclusively, facilitated by the quantum computers produced by the D-Wave Corporation. Now, we talked about D-Wave as well, working with MasterCard. Check out that podcast, Who's Your Master? I mean, this beast system, it's getting close. When are they going to turn the switch on? And I do think you'll have to worship an image, and I think there'll be some sort of authentication system for payments is a next step. And again, I'm going to play a video from a woman that I thought has some profound statements. They need to slow roll us into the technology so everybody wants this. So it's going to be the health side of it, but it's also going to be the tech side of this, where you're going to be the cell phone by 2030. Let's read Revelation 9, because I want to share a dream that I had that I think fits Revelation 9. And this is one of the most talked about Bible chapters, where people are like, what exactly is tormenting people? And I typically never look at commentaries, but I do respect Matthew Henry's work. So according to Matthew Henry's commentary, these locusts in Revelation 9 are symbolic of devil's agents who promote superstition, idolatry, error, and cruelty. They are seen as instruments of spiritual torment rather than physical harm. I just thought that was interesting, because when I woke up from the dream I'm going to share next, that's the sense I had, is this mental torture, and it was a wild one. But let's read Revelation 9. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose out of smoke of the pit as the smoke of the great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. If you've seen some of the things within the As the Days of Noah, Devil the Jews, it kind of reminded me of this as well. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Right? That's talking about those that took the mark of the beast that are not sealed by God. Now, I want to get into my dreams. So the first dream, basically I was walking down a creative pathway, and it was magical, but it felt like a fake world. It almost, when I woke up, I thought it was meta. So I'm calling this meta digital twin. And there was this magical guide behind me. I couldn't see who it was, but it was magical and very, very sharp. And as I'm walking down this pathway, there was danger and crazy demonic things coming at me. Mystical demonic creatures would attack me. And this person behind me was like guiding me. Then this helping guide behind me, maybe it was this AI beast system, all of a sudden started to attack me. So I'm like, my so-called leader or guide or protector within this dream was coming after me. And it was almost like these demons were coming after me in this simulation, this, like I said, meta. And I felt within my dream, there was this desperation to sleep and I could not sleep. And even though I was asleep and it was a dream, it's like I could not sleep. My mind was constantly going. I lost control of my mind and I was in constant fear, and I could not sleep. And it was maddening. Then I woke up. I thought it was a spiritual attack, because I've given the testimony of a dream that I didn't give the dream, but I said I had this wild demonic dream. I woke up and it shook me at 3:30 in the morning, walked outside to get some fresh air. And there was somebody standing there with like a 6-foot wooden pole, walking stick. Guy looked like he was a Satanist. It just looked demonic. So I rebuked him in the name of Jesus Christ, went back and slept fine. I thought this was a spiritual warfare attack. So I went back to bed. And then I had a second dream. And the second dream had a similar flavor as the first. The second dream, I'm just going to say a single dad. It wasn't me, but in my dream, there was a single dad raising kids, and he was getting the kids excited to go on a trip. And this crazy neighbor, this Karen type, came over with her kids and added numbers to the dad's license plate. Let's say to my license plate, added two digits to the license plate. And she knew where I was going on the trip. And she was right. I needed those two digits on the license plate to go on this trip. And then the next scene of the dream, one of her kids was beating up my youngest boy. And I only have one child. So in this dream, I had multiple kids. But one of her kids was just beating the crap out of my youngest boy. And then my older boy, who was much bigger than her son, stepped in and started fighting. And her son started beating the crap out of both of my boys. And what was wild in the dream is her son was a wimp. There's no way mathematically that her son should have been beating up my two boys. And I felt this depression and this love for my kids, this helplessness. But in this dream, I knew, like the first one, it wasn't real, but it felt real. Unbelievable. And I'm convinced, because I felt when I woke up meta in this simulation that they're building, and this mind controlism biohacking, people are going to lose control of their thoughts and they're going to be tormented mentally. They'll not be able to control their thoughts. And I knew in my spirit, as that Karen's, that woman's boy was beating up my two boys, I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't real, but the love I had for the two boys was real in the dream. It's just a warning, my friend. They're going to try to hook us up to this AI beast system like nobody's business. All right, I want to play this woman's warning. I found her on Brighteon. She's trending under the religious section. I think she has 28,000, 26,000 views. And it's older. It's an older video. And everything she says, we've been warning about. Personally, I think As the Days of Noah devil juice, you know, it has a Mac ID number to it and it has optogenetics. It's really an operating system. But I think there's going to be a worshiping of an image and then some sort of authentication with your biometrics to buy and sell. So I think there's a stage part of it, but it's dangerous. And I wouldn't take it for $1 billion. But I don't think it's the full implementation of the Mark of the Beast. And how she describes this, I thought was interesting. She says this is the engine to a car, but there's still more pieces to it. And they want to slow roll us with technology where you're the cell phone, where you can download movies and call people. I find it very eloquent how she communicated it. And what do you say in the comments? Because I learn every day from the listeners. Make sure you have a blessed day, my friends. And again, please share this and pray for this ministry. I think we're over the target on all this stuff. God bless.
Its venom will change your DNA forever. You will be hardwired to the beast computer system, and you will become the property of the beast. Your thoughts completely scrambled, only to be reorganized and ordered by the beast himself. You will become his possession and his alone. Do you not know who has made you? It is I, your heavenly Father.
All right. I want to bring some clarification on this matter of, is the vaccine the mark of the beast? Is it true that those who have been vaccinated, that they're going to be eternally separated from God, eternally damned, and then the smoke of their torment would ascend forever in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of his holy angels? I want to say emphatically, friends, the answer is no. It is no. So I hope some people out there are taking a deep breath right now. They're not as stressed out about their loved ones, but there are some very important things to consider for those who have taken the vaccines. So they are not eternally damned. And friends, I want to tell you, about a month and a half ago, I went to the Lord. My husband and I, we had some prayer. We were very concerned about what we were hearing. Is the mark of the beast the vaccine? And this is what the Lord shared with me. He put this message in my heart loud and clear. He said to me that if the mark of the beast were a car, that the vaccine is the engine and that there are many more parts to be added. And I want to say that one more time. He said to me that if the mark of the beast were a car, that the vaccine is the engine and that there are many more parts to be added, meaning that the mark of the beast is here right now and it is ready to be unleashed. But all of the bells and the whistles, all of the frills that the globalists want to add, you see, friends, they want to add all these other things to it to make it irresistible to the younger kids in society so that they will just line right up and take it. But remember from Revelation chapter 13, verse 17, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So the mark has to have a financial component to it to qualify as the mark. And friends, another thing, the Lord has spoken so much to me about this mark of the beast. One time he told me that the younger generation, they'll just line right up to take it because they can have their music libraries on it. They can even put virtual reality in there. They can upload their movie library. There's going to be all kinds of things that will really entice them to take it. And remember, the world is going to be growing darker and darker. People are going to be in so much despair. And all of those technology things that are going to be added into the mark of the beast, the final mark of the beast, it will be things that the kids have been already doing all along. And it will bring them some artificial comfort. So think about that, friends. Another thing that the Lord showed me maybe about 4.5 years ago, that there's also going to be a telepathic component to the mark of the beast. And this is how the Lord showed that to me. I was asleep and I had woken up and I was sitting up in my bed. And this was a vision, by the way. And I heard the voice of the beast in my head. And these are the words that I heard. Allow the beast to help you get organized for your day. I heard that voice inside my head. and he had the daily news headlines before me, like the newspapers, as many as I had subscribed to. He had my daily planner before me, all of the appointments that I had for that day, and anything else that the beast wanted me to focus on for that day. And I didn't need a computer screen, friends. My mind was the computer screen, and I only had to look at the image in my mind and acknowledge it with my thoughts. And then that part of the beast system would assist me. It would walk me through what I needed to do for the day. He was inside my temple, in my body. He was inside my mind. And he was the voice that was guiding me telepathically. And in another dream, the Lord showed me that the phone calls could be made by touching a component on my hand. And if I wanted the phone call to be private, you know how you can talk on the phone and it can be on speakerphone. Well, you can do that, but you can also change it to a telepathic phone call where it's private. And friends, this is one angle of the abomination of desolation, where the Antichrist is sitting in our temple showing himself as God. A personal testimony, friends. Many people in our families have taken the vaccines, both my husband's and mine, and they are ready to take the second one now. As a matter of fact, my husband just got a text message from his mom a couple days ago, and she went through all the family members who were planning to get the second vaccine. Whew, and it's very upsetting to us, but we know that they are operating out of fear. And they believe the narrative from the news, which is controlled by the heart of the beast. And we know that they are spiritually blind. They're spiritually deaf. And we're praying for mercy on their behalf while the beast is rising and the other parts of the mark of the beast are slowly being unveiled to the public, kind of like the iPhones. How you would get one generation and then you'll get another. Do you see how we've been pulled along by this electronic dog leash over time? All those videos, the unboxing of this component and that component of the new iPhones. Just an example. What the Lord has also shared with me is there is undeniably genetic manipulation going on in the vaccine recipients. I can assure you of this, friends, as this is what the Lord has spoken to me. The Holy Spirit testifies to all truth. So if you're listening to my voice right now, and maybe you're taking some notes, you take this message to prayer. When God created our bodies, he began with a very delicate, intricate building blocks that make up our genetic code, our DNA. Do not believe the narrative from the media. The media is run by globalists and fallen ones, and the vaccines are designed to cause all sorts of miscommunications in our body's naturally occurring state. And these miscommunications in our bodies, they will weaken our immune system. They will create changes in our blood chemistry, which will predispose us to increased risk of heart attacks and strokes and cancers. They will diminish our ability to conceive children, both on the male side and on the female side of the fertility equation. And then, friends, to some extent, this is really serious. Hear me out. To some extent, those who take the vaccine, it will cause spiritual blindness, which only God the Father can repair. So we do need to fast and pray over our loved ones for God's mercy, for his guidance, for our family members to repent. And ultimately, remember, the goal is to separate us from the love of our Creator. But since the official mark of the beast has not been rolled out yet, the Lord is going to rescue some of those who have taken the vaccine. Do you remember in the Bible, friends, where it says, the Lord says that those who the Father has given to me, no one can steal them out of my hand. I want you to remember that. Have confidence in the Word of God, but also realize that our friends, our family, our loved ones, they have free will. So we do need to continue to educate them. Many will succumb to health issues that the vaccines will carry out in their bodies like a computer virus. Each vaccine has an order of operations, like a blueprint, and it will shorten their lifespans, and it will happen slowly in some people, like a cancer does, and more quickly in others. As another pandemic is rolling out, I want to make sure you guys think about this. Consider this. As another pandemic is rolling out, there will be a blurring of the lines as to who has died from what. That's the plan. It is medical chaos, and the Antichrist will rise up out of this chaos to bring his demonic order. So it's time, friends. We really need to draw close to the Lord and ask for more time to minister to our loved ones. We need to educate them, friends. The Word of God, that's where the power is at. Fast and pray and teach them what the Word of God says. And we need to fast and pray for spiritual breakthroughs, more opportunities to share the gospel with other people, perhaps that we haven't reached out to. And also, friends, don't forget to ask the Lord to continue to help prepare you for your end times assignments. We are nearing the days of Elijah the prophet and Moses the prophet, those people who will come in the spirit of these two end times prophets. And we are in the days of the return of the mighty one, Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world. I'm excited about that, friends. What about you? Well, I know I have spoken on a lot of things, a lot of details I have shared in this video, friends. I think that's the end of this message for now. I really want to bless all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And write some questions if you have for me in the comments below the video, and I'll try to come back and answer those questions. I don't have a lot of time to do that, but I will try to purposely come back and answer those. I bless all of you, though, friends, and continue to pray for us. Lift us up in prayer. These video messages, there's a price. There is a price for this calling. Pray for us, friends, as we are